All right, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I just had to switch us there. I'm your host, Sebastian, hanging out with a band called On Off, originally from Ireland, but now they live in the Northern California area. What's up? This is their second time coming on the podcast, so I appreciate that, guys.
Yay! What's happening, Sebastian? How are you, brother?
I am good. I'm trying not to melt over here in this weather. And are you guys in the Sacramento or Bay Area?
Yeah, we're in the Sac Valley. So, you know, it's 106 here right now. So us Irish men don't take that too lightly.
Yeah, it's pretty like, does it get real hot over in Ireland?
Today it's actually really hot. It's 86 or 87 today, which is...
Wait. So in Ireland, it is. So do you keep track of Ireland weather still?
Well, people write us. So at the moment, there's a heat wave in Ireland and England, and Ireland will get into the low 90s, but apparently London's going to hit like 103, 104. They're not built for anything with AC or anything like that. So
there's a new pandemic going on in Ireland. There's a hot dog bun shortage.
Dude, I should have hit you guys up when I was in Vacaville, man. Because actually, I went to Dixon also, and Dixon's like not far at all from Sacramento. And I was there on 4th of July weekend, which actually kind of goes in with your new song that we're going to talk about. Now, absolutely. Is the song named Blah, 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 or is that like an album name?
No, that's the name of the new track. Yeah, Blah, Blah, Blah.
Okay, and it doesn't release. So I saw a newspaper article that you guys were in the newspaper, the Daily Democratic or something like that, and it contradicted what I saw on your Facebook page, because it looked like it said July 12th was the release date, and now it's July 22nd. So did they make a mistake, or did you guys push it back 10 days?
I think we pushed it back. I'm not going to call them out on a mistake that never happened, right? No, I don't know. You know, it's the summer, and hey, we're an independent band, so we can do whatever the fuck we want.
That's right. You can make it not come out till August if you fucking feel like it.
Yeah, no, the song is very political, and we wish we could release it the weekend, the 4th of July. That was our goal. Mm-hmm. And then we started working with some different companies through our own record label. And then they kind of advised us that it would be terrible to release music on the 4th of July weekend.
Okay, hold on. I just dropped my pen. I'm going to grab it real quick. But I disagree with that. I think it would have been a great idea to release it on 4th of July. But I see what they're – I guess I can understand what they're saying.
Well, yeah, sorry to put across, but we've done stuff like this in the past. We did a song back during the lockdown, and we released it on 420 with this big, funny smoke video. It was a fun rock collaboration, and it didn't really do fuck all having it been released on 420. I think we released it on 420 on the day
420.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that kind of influenced the fact that when they were saying, don't bother putting it out on the 4th of July, everybody in America is either out on a boat or going to see a fireworks show, and mini vacay basically is what they said. So the industry kind of take it an unwritten break, not us because we never stop, but the people that are in charge of, you know, putting it out and doing our PR and all that stuff. So everybody gets a well-deserved mid-year break, you know.
Well, that, I guess from that point of view, it makes sense. I was thinking more of a political reason why maybe they didn't want you to do it. But I guess it was just because people are going to be traveling and no one's going to be fucking paying attention to YouTube or Spotify. Yeah. And now you guys you've been pushing this song. I know you guys have been advertising it. And you guys do great at reaching out to your fans and messaging them whenever you have new merch and things like that. But it's been, has it been a couple years since you guys came out with a new song?
Yeah, well, that Closer track we did with Dupree, the Bay Bully, we released that in 2020 on 420. So that was the last thing we released as new music. But, yeah, you know, after the lockdown and everybody was kind of let loose back into the world, we got together and, you know, we all had different ideas and stuff and came together to see what was sounding the best. And found a studio, started recording, and you know, we wanted to get this out earlier because it is very influenced by, you know, the media and the bullshit that they feed us. And 1 week it's about gun laws, the next week it's about abortion, the next week it's about fucking Biden falling off a push bike.
So true.
You know, so that's, and it's all blah blah blah, really. So it's just, who gives a fuck? I just tried to pen it in a way that, you know, this new song, blah blah blah, it's one of like maybe four songs off the new album that are definitely directed at what we were forced to go, all collectively forced to go through during the pandemic. And we have a track called Fear that will be released too before the album comes out. And another song that's really directed straight at the media, because, you know, one day we're fed this, the next day we're fed that. People are starting to wake up. I think they need a theme song to it, you know?
Dude, I can't agree with you more on that. You know, I quit watching the news. You know, I talk about it sometimes on some of my other episodes. I used to have one kind of political view, and then during COVID, and really during when I started this podcast, is I started changing my views because I realized you would turn on Fox News, right, and you hear something. Then you turn on CNN, same exact story, but a completely different narrative. And it's like, which one do you believe? Which one's true? They're both making it what they want you to think. And on the clip we're going to play, you know, I noticed, I was paying attention. I was like, because you're not, I don't remember your band being so political with some of your other songs, but I noticed you had Biden in there, you had Trump in there. You're fucking calling everybody out, dude. You're like, this goes to all politicians. Listen to this.
Yeah. Well, we did. We've done some stuff in the past. Well, you know, we had a song called Shame on What the Powers Have Done. And when we wrote that, it was back in late 2007, I think. I think Bush was still in power. I could be wrong. But it was really to do with that. Oil.
Greed.
Money. Lies. War.
Yeah.
We hinted on it before, but it's like, and believe it or not, that song has become kind of a fan favorite for us. Even though it's never been officially released with a music video or a radio campaign, people request that song. So it's nice that it's a fan favorite. But Blah 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 is, I don't want to say it's that song times two, but people's listening ear has changed as well for the music industry. No one really cares about, you know, a decent, well-written song anymore. They want that 30-second TikTok reel. So the chorus, you know, is specifically designed for that. And it's not like we intentionally wrote for TikTok, but it's like, you know, you're building, and then just slap it with a heavy slaying chorus. And the message is straight down the throat. You know, the governments are feeding you lies. Why can't you see it, you know?
In some ways, it's unfortunate that not times are changing, and you're right. The music industry has changed, and people's ears are changing, not only to what they want to listen to, but they also want that fast stimulus. Like, they want to be stimulated right away, and they want it short. It's every now and again, I'll get a band on here, and they have, like, a five-minute song. I'm like, why? Why have a five-minute song, you know? And I don't know how long this song is, but compared to some of your other songs, I don't think they're all that long, 3 to 4 minutes. And even nowadays, some songs are, you know, 2 minutes long.
Yeah, 2 minutes. We've actually a 1 minute, I think, 38 seconds. Yeah. 1 minute, 38 seconds on the new album is the shortest track. But then I think the longest one is 6 minutes. So it does, you know, change up depending on the song. But I don't know, it's like this crack pipe swipe culture. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody's addicted to just flicking to the next thing. And, you know, realistically, it's a poison, social media, you know.
And it is.
We hint on that quite a bit on the new record. And I'm not saying we're the first band to do that. There's a lot of music, I'm sure, coming our way from all these talented groups all over the world. Everybody went through it. But it's an enjoyable thing too to play these songs live, being a new thing. We've an amazing show coming up this Friday that is almost sold out, and it's the first big stage we're getting to showcase all the new album on. So you know, going into the studio during all that and recording such a crazy album, because, you know, we're Queen fans, mm-hmm. and because we grew up listening to Freddie and all the boys, and the operatic side of Queen, even though the chorus of what you hear of the sample, mm-hmm. like the promo, it's very, I don't want to say EDM, but it's kind of EDM rock.
A little EDM rock, sir. I want to tell you guys something. I'm excited that you guys are back on the show. You know, when I first talked to you and had you on the show, at that moment I was so new, and you guys gave me the opportunity to talk to you. Yeah. And the song, how'd it go? God, that was probably the wrong. Anyways, whatever song it was, that was probably one of my favorite songs that I heard, especially at that time. So being able to talk to you guys actually gave me a little bit of confidence in podcasting. I want to let you know that. So,
yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
You did a great job, man. We follow everything you do and keep it up, man. It's top respect.
Well, we're trying. We're trying over here. I want to play it, and I want to play this clip so everyone knows what I did here. Is I went to their Facebook page. I Facebook stalked them, right? Started scrolling because I got to find something to play for the show because this music video is not out yet. So I found two small clips. One where they're advertising, which you won't really see if you're listening to this on audio. You won't see the visuals on this first part. But then I clipped it right next to a part of the song, and this whole thing is just 59 seconds long, so a minute long. So let's check it out right now. Here we go.
This is a message to the world from the band On Off. Our governments have been committing acts of treason against mankind for decades. How can you be free when you are under control? The time bomb is ticking. All will be revealed July 22nd.
Own those costumes?
Yeah.
That is so cool. Did you just buy those, and did you go for this particular song?
You know, mine and Stevie's costumes we got in a thrift store.
And
the masks we got signed on, and we had some of them masks a while, and you know, when we're on tour in the van, it's kind of funny to stick a fucking mask on and look out the window. And I know that sounds so silly, but it's something funny about if you're sitting in the van and Kim Jong-un rolls down the window and smoking a joint or something. You know, it's like you see the reaction on the kid's face. But when we used to tour around Europe, we'd have alien masks.
It's alien. I had a Barack Obama mask.
I don't know. It's something stupid, but we like to take the piss out of things when we're on the road and create fun, because you'd be trapped in a van for 12 hours. We can make a couple of those hours.
You get bored, you know, and also you guys are doing a great job advertising where you do the, because the song's called Blah, 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 and then you have the tape over your guys' mouth, and it's just the three of you in the band, right? It's a three-piece, correct?
Yeah.
And all three of you have blah, blah, blah working out. It's like the whole thing just like fits really well. And if you guys just come out up with that without like a big management team helping you promote it, fucking.
We're an independent band. Everything's created and pretty much at this desk here, you know?
I think it's a great job what you guys are doing. I mean, that is so awesome. And it's nice to go back to playing music. You know, you guys weren't playing, I don't think, because when I talked to you, it was like middle of high COVID area. And are you guys back to doing tours and concerts now?
Yes and no. Right now, we're really trying to find the right tour. We were going to go on tour with Candlebox, a band from the 90s.
Yeah.
And it's just, it didn't really work out, so it's probably going to be pushed till 2023, which is fine by us, because we're all friends. It'll happen at some point. But right now, we have shows
here next this Friday in Roseville at the Goldfield Trading Post. And then we go down to the Bay Area on the 12th of August to a place called Neck of the Woods. And then we're in the Opera House on the 13th back in Roseville. And then realistically, we're trying to do these big open-air back-to-back shows here in a big field close to the Buttes, which we'd be looking at like 1,000 people a night, and then we'd probably book a local support band or two. But, you know, we're just trying to do little things that aren't really getting us out on the road yet, because we would rather have all the music and the videos out and try and keep running on the promo train. And then in 2023, you know, hit these tours. People know the record.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be nerve-wracking this week because we're playing like the first two tracks off the set of brand new songs. No one's ever heard them before. So it's a lot different. You go on tour next year and everybody knows your new stuff.
You probably play the newer songs maybe last, or
we don't give a fuck. It's probably, we're so confident with this new stuff that it's actually, we feel it's better than anything we've ever done. And I know a lot of artists say that, but as a live production of these songs, they sound amazing. So we've no fear that we'll capture the thought of the crowd. And then the launch show will be in front of fans and family.
Yeah. And that's what you always come out with, better stuff anyways. You know, and you guys have been a band for a long time. I do want to say, though, that when I was referencing your last song, what I was actually singing was that Sugar on the Asphalt, I think. Because I was like, dun, dun, Sugar on the, or whatever the fuck that song is. Yeah. So, but you know, your other song kind of, I guess, reminded me of that. And someone, what was the name of that song we played? The very, very, very feeling, was it? What was it?
Probably got that feeling.
You know, it's only.
Was it a video to it, or was it just a track?
I think, you know, I don't know if I was playing music videos then at that time. Let me look here. Let me see if I can even find it on my on my music list. Your library on off. Oh well, I don't have it anymore. But the thing is, I got a new phone in November, so that's probably why. All right. But anyways, that song was fucking cool. And I do want to mention, when you guys were on the podcast last time, doing something so funny, I didn't catch it till later on. I said something about having accents, and when someone said, "We don't have an accent, you have an accent."
Exactly, right?
But you know what? I guess I probably do. I don't know if it's like an Oklahoma accent or just like an American accent. Like, living here, when you first moved here from Ireland, is there like, because I've never asked this before, is there like just a normal American accent that you hear?
It's like Ireland. See, Ireland is fucking, it's tiny, right? But there's 32 counties. Most counties are like states. Each county, some counties have three or four different
accents,
you know, tones to their accent. We've spent some time recording this album. We spent some time in New York, and the New York accent is there. I can't do it. But we spent some time in Texas.
You can't do the New York accent?
I don't know. When I end up doing it, I end up sounding like some fucking Irish gangster wannabe.
I'm looking for that. I think it's Keep That Fire Burning. That's the song. That's the song I fucking dug. I dig that song a lot. Yeah. And this new song is going to be fire also. You know, because it's catchy. And I don't. Do you guys have a music video for Keep That Fire Burning?
We do. Yeah, it's pretty cool. We got, I think, like 200 or 300 of our fans into a big warehouse, and, you know, made them dance for 7 hours.
Well, I just downloaded it back again to my phone. So there you go. Now it's back on. I can't believe it wasn't on there, but I'm not surprised. I don't know what month it was. Like I said, when I got my new phone, everything didn't add up the way it was supposed to do. And phones are, I didn't remember my, you know, you have a password for everything, and you're not supposed to have the same password for everything.
I do.
And then you do something and you're like, I don't know what that password was because you mean to write it down, but you'll write it down later. And then you never write it down again.
I get that, but there's nothing worse than doing all that. And then, you know, when they ask you security questions, it's like, what's your name of your first dog? Or,
yeah,
you know, I did this with Apple, and I don't know, maybe I shouldn't talk about Apple on the thing, but I'll never buy an Apple phone again, never. Not even an Apple Watch. They can fuck off.
No executives listening to my show that works.
Yeah, Apple products, But anyways, yeah, they screwed me over. I know the name of my first dog, and I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. Yeah. You don't want to mention that on here because anyone's going to go try to figure out what your passwords are. So let's talk about you guys' merch. You guys have really good merchandise. I love this. I think you guys had a skateboard and some other things. So, you know, you have your normal stuff, but you also have some other things. And
we have like these shot glasses.
Yeah. Didn't you guys do a competition for
these bumper stickers?
Nice. Now, with the red, white, and blue on it too.
Oh, we should, but this is green, white, and orange, baby.
Oh. Nice, man.
We'll send you some stuff, man. Definitely.
Was it just like one skateboard that you sold, or was it like part of your merch line?
No, I think we sold close to 500 skateboards, maybe 600. It's so crazy. We're putting people in hospitals all over.
Dude, it sounds like they're trying to sue you. They listen to your song, hurt themselves, and you know what? Don't say it's not their fault your kid has an accident, all right?
Yeah.
Skateboard right.
All our merchandise comes with a disclaimer, so don't worry about that.
Oh, good, good, good.
It's like a shot glass, really. You know, you can't blame us for getting drunk with it. You know?
Yeah, you don't even drink, though, right? You don't drink.
Stevie. Just a motivator lately.
But Paulie, you don't drink, right?
I love a drink.
We all do.
I do. We rehearsed today with a couple of bottles of beer. We rehearsed with our brass section, and those two guys like to have a beer. So we were drinking at 9:30 this morning.
Oh, that nice. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
But I don't like. I watch. You know that Hot Ones show where they eat the spicy.
The hot chip challenge or whatever it's called.
Yeah, well, there's a Hot Wings one where, and he brings all these guests on. But Dave Grohl was on it, and he talked about this shop called the Pantera, which I guess Pantera, the band, drink, and all their crew drink when they're on the road, and you don't get drunk because it's a half a shot of Crown, topped off with a half, so half Crown, half Coca Cola, and so you'll slam about 20 of them.
You're not supposed to get drunk with anyone getting drunk. Because that's 10 shots. That's 10 shots if you do 20 of them and they're half.
That's like three bottles of Coke.
Yeah. Which is not healthy for you.
We'll put it this way. Once upon a time, we would always be double shots of everything. So you go, you get like a Jack and Coke or whatever, double vodka and Red Bull, double Jägermeister.
We were sponsored by Jägermeister for 4.5 years, so
yeah,
Jägermeister coming out of our ears and all sorts of places.
But it was always a double. So if you imagine we'd be touring, we'd have at least 10 double drinks. So I feel like we've cut down quite a bit.
Yeah, dude,
these Panteras, you know.
We're also able to gauge it because there's a measure to it. It's not just pre-pouring into a bucket.
And the fact that you're Irish, I'm sure people are always trying to give you whiskey and shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like the stereotypical Americans don't know that much shit about Irish or Ireland, so they just assume everyone there drinks whiskey. Which you probably do drink whiskey.
I'm a seasonal drinker, to be honest. I like, you know, in the summer, there's nothing like a cold beer, man. Bottle of summer.
Oh, I know. Especially when it's 100 and like freaking 7 degrees outside, right? God.
Especially at 9:30 in the morning when it's 90 degrees outside. You know?
Yeah.
I like in the summer, it's beer and gin and tonic. You like gin and tonic?
You know what? You know, so I don't do liquor that much. because I gag for some reason when I take a drink now, and just thinking about it, it's making me want to like throw up. So, but gin and tonic was one of my favorite drinks when I was like in my early 20s. I did like gin and tonic with a little bit of lime. Yeah, it was awesome.
It's it depends, you know. But it's supposed to be very depressing, though. The hangover, you just
I know, it feels so, dude. I hate hangovers, and the older you get. And I didn't believe them when they told me the older you get, the worse your hangovers. I was like, yeah, right, dude, it's so true. It is so true. Like, they last like all day now.
I mean, it's wine. If I drink wine, I get hungover.
yeah.
Maybe like 4 days. But I don't know. We don't really drink to get drunk anymore. And that is true.
That's good. The
Pantera thing is nice because over the space of a 5-hour, 6-hour day, you know, you can drink close to 20 of them, but like, that's just 10 shots over the whole day.
I want to go back to music because now everyone's going to be an alcoholic and they're going to blame the loud
spot. Every day.
How many songs do you plan on making music videos for? Is it just this one, or are you guys doing some other ones before you start maybe hitting the road harder in 2023?
Oh, we're planning on 3 this year. Yeah, before the year is finished. So blah, blah, blah will be the first one.
Okay.
The next one is a cartoon. So.
Nice. Those are always cool to kind of change it up a little bit, you know?
Yeah. We're trying to do everything. Everything we're on off is independent. We come up with every concept. You know, the presidential thing with this video, it could have been a lot different, man. We had to keep it tamed. We had a lot of crazy ideas that I guess
might have upset a few people.
Oh yeah, so we had to keep it safe.
That's okay. That, you know, I made a post where I was trolling people on Facebook. I said which one of these is the best punk rock band, and none of them were like really punk rock. It was like Linkin Park, Avril Lavigne, Good Charlotte, you know. And I have, as of right now, like 660 something either Mad Faces, Hearts, or likes on it. And it's and some people are like getting mad at me. They're like, I was getting messages, are you serious, bro? And I was like, and I'm not even responding. I was just trolling, but people get so when you piss people off, it almost does, it sometimes gets you more recognition.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. I think TikTok shut us down today.
Oh, was it? Oh, they did?
Yeah, which I was surprised at for that video. It's controversial.
What? TikTok for that? Because that, really?
We're appealing it as we speak, but I think it only lasted maybe 90 minutes or something like that.
They'll catch it too. The TikTok is big on like censorship and not saying certain things that might.
We don't say anything bad in it. There's nothing. No. We're not pointing any fingers or we're not making fun of anything. It's kind of just the whole situation. It's not pointed at anybody.
Everything that's in it, people already know. So
yeah. I don't know why they do that. I did something that they within like 1 minute, I had like 300 views on it or something like that. And then they silenced my video. They didn't shut me down, but they silenced it. And I see why they silenced it, but because I get it. Like, yeah, that was a little too much for TikTok. I get it. but then you watch videos on there that you're like, well, you know, you could do at a video and then your account get in trouble and not the person who originally made it.
Yeah.
They need to do a better job, man. They need to do a better job monitoring their stuff.
Well, I know, is it Donald Trump is a free speech social media, and now that Elon Musk is not buying Twitter anymore, he's going to make one too where you can write whatever you want, post whatever you want.
Yeah.
The
problem is, you know, a lot of those social medias don't get as big as they really want them to. You know, TikTok kind of has that market. Like, there's been other Facebook accounts or Facebook type pages that have been made, and they just, I don't know. I don't use them. I don't think they take off as much, but good luck to whatever they decide to do, and hopefully it works out for them.
Yeah, shut them all down, man.
Shut them all down. All right, any last things you guys want to say? I appreciate you guys coming on the show. Any last shout outs or something you just want to say while we're on here live?
Yeah, no, we just want to thank you for your support, man, you know, and anybody that's listening or watching, you know, continue supporting us. And if you don't, that's fine.
I want all the fans, I want everyone that watches this video, and I probably should have said in the beginning, but my audio will get a lot of people listening to the whole thing. I want people that listen to this episode to really go follow On Off, go back to when they first started. They have so many songs. Their YouTube stuff has like songs, I think, from 9 years ago or something like that. And you can see the progression of the band and the growth of you guys. And every music video you guys make is very energetic. It sounds good. You've been staying true to yourself. So just literally go back, and you'll like them as much as I do. Talk to them right now. So thank you guys very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We'll try and get back on before Christmas.
Okay.
We've been staying in Ireland, Sebastian. Just see you around the Christmas.
Hey, stay right there till after the outro song, please. I got one more question for you off the air. That's all the time we got. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end? Pimp hoes have to pimp show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.